Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Lent, Wednesday. Up in the Air.
Up in the Air is not one of my favourite films. It received a great number of award nominations and acclaim. It's an interesting film and it's very topical, and I think that's why it seemed important to have it for consideration for this particular day of Lent, because it's from Matthew chapter 20, and the chapter started with the parable of the labourers in the vineyard and focused on work, employment and unemployment. And the section that we have of the Gospel today is the disciples criticising James and John and their mother for wanting positions of power. And Jesus said, no, if you exercise authority like that, it's a pagan thing, lording it over others. And really, he came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. And as I was thinking of Matthew chapter 20, the faces of many of the people in Up in the Air came to mind. Because basically the story is of a company based in Omaha, Nebraska, which does the dirty, so to speak, for companies who are cowardly and can't find it in their minds and hearts to fire people in these days of recession and economic difficulties.
Last year I spent 322 days on the road.
I flew 350,000 miles.
The moon is 250.
All the things you probably hate about traveling are warm reminders that I am home.
Welcome back, Mr. Bingham.
I am a passenger.
I work for a company that lends me out to cowards that don't have the courage to sack their own employees, and for good reason.
Who are you, man?
Because people do crazy stuff when they get fired. I'm going to need your key card.
George Clooney plays Ryan Bingham, who goes around, lives in airports and planes, that's where he says he finds home, but goes to different places and interviews people to tell them that they are fired. He tries to do it in a humane way, offering them a package, using most euphemistic language about it being a second opportunity. But the film is very strong in seeing how these people feel that they are being lorded over by authority. Their faces, their body language, the things that they say, the shock that they receive that they are to be fired, the years that they've been working for a particular company, the injustice of how they feel, and one woman who says the only thing left to her is to suicide. In this gospel, which is a wonderful gospel where Jesus really talks about how we should, as his disciples, exercise power, it is in terms of service and not lording it over anyone. And so I think that's why Up in the Air came to mind for a reflection on this particular gospel today.
It's an interesting one, isn't it, really? Because it's corporate cowardice bringing in a hired gun, isn't it?
It's corporate cowardice, and the effect also is to be seen on the people who actually have to do the firing. And at one stage, an academic young lady full of theory who wants to do it by video conferencing to actually save money has to go with Clooney to do the dirty work, and of course it has quite an effect on her. So it's having an effect on her. He is kind of supervising her but also realizing what is happening, and so we are drawn into that experience and how relevant it is today and how difficult and hard it is.